This week has been sponsored by Family Perlman on the first yacht site of their mother, Basia Rochel, Bas Rafaim Meir Arayha Shalom. Aleph Rashkodesh Adar, Thursday the 23rd of February, on the Shloshim of Rabbi Yosef Freilich, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rabbi Shai Nosson Freilich, Mabim Basimcha, always Freilich.
Today marks the Shloshim of Rabbi Yosef Freilich, or more fondly known as Rabbi Joe. And that's how he liked to be known. As a true Talmud Chucham is embodied by the measurements of the Uroin, all in halves, Amusayim Buchaitzi, Amu Buchaitzi, symbolizing humility. So too was Rabbi Joe removed from haughtiness. Pekudei Hashem Yeshurem Mesamchai Live. And with the name Rebbe Freilich, it was literally Kishmoy Kain Tehilusay. Yeshurim, because he was a man who was straight. The Torah that he related from our podium at Torah Way was straight. And that legacy was transmitted to his children, characteristically of the same material as he, and all our machanchen. Most significantly, the Samchei Lev, he caused others to be freier. Whether he spoke in Halucha of a lost raincoat, or he spoke in Aguda on Parshas Chayesua how to behave correctly when handling Shiduchim, there was always an appealing, refreshing, and awakening at 8:30 a.m. sense of humor. It is noteworthy that his Shloshim remarkably conclude on Rosh Chodesh Ador. Vishimnechnes Ador, Marbim Besimcha. May the next link in the chain merit embodying these special and unique characteristics. I was asked to make mention that our graphic artist, Ruth Collins, relates. I have never met Rebbe Freilich, but I always thought, just on his picture, that his smile lights up his whole face. And the last Friday of his life, I was zoche to go to the hospital to visit him, literally a few days before his patira, and all I wished him was Good Shabbos. And I still remember the serenity and purity of his face at that moment, when he didn't have the strength and the koyach to respond in words, but he did conclude with that warm, all-embracing smile. We welcome Reb Shai Nosson Freilich, Marbim Besimcha, always Freilich.
Good morning, Good Chodesh. Today is called Rosh Chodesh, but actually it is only the last day of Shabbat. There's a bit of debate whether you could strictly say Meshenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha today already. In fact, today, Lamed Shabbat, would have been my father's birthday, and my father was a machmir from the day he was born, it seems, bringing in Simcha to his parents' life by being born even a day earlier, and paskin in Meshenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha from the first day of Rosh Chodesh. In fact, my grandmother, who kept a handwritten diary all about my father from literally a few hours after he was born, the first note in her diary is Meshenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So that proves it, that's concluded. My father was a big admirer of Start the Day the Torah Way, and a frequent speaker, notably in the recent series of Who's Taken My Coat? And Who's Taken My Coat Again? In fact, somebody came into us during the Shiva and said, now that your father's an Olam Emes, so he's probably found out who's taken his coat by now. Okay, today being Rosh Chodesh, I'm not allowed to make a hesbet. Only, the Rambam says, Chochem Befunov, B'Shas Levaya, would have been okay. But I want to start with a question which my father threw at his audience at my bar mitzvah, which was in Chodesh Adar a number of years ago, and he asked the Oilem, he said, everybody knows, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. Mishenichnas Av is Mamatim Besimcha. So Chazal have given us guidelines exactly how to do it, Mishenichnas Av, Mamatim Besimcha. It gets worse and worse. First, no haircuts, no chasnas, no meat, no wine, no washing. It gets progressively worse. With Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha, there's no guidelines. Well, what are we supposed to do? That's what he threw at the Oilem there. He suggested maybe the first day of Adar, one cup of wine, second day of Adar, two cups of wine, and so on. Anyway, the truth is, it's not even really so simple whether we should paskin Mishenichnas Adar, Ma'ab, and Mesimcha. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say it anyway. Yes, Mishenichnas of Ma'ab, and Mesimcha, that's written. But Mishenichnas Adar, Ma'ab, and Mesimcha doesn't say it. And the Rambam doesn't bring it. In the Magen Avraham brings down, if somebody's got a court case with a non-Jew, then should push it off to the month of Adar, be good mazel for him. Somebody asked the Chassam Sofer this question. Why is it not mentioned at all in Shulchan Aruch, in Rambam, this whole concept of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Besimcha? And the Chassam Sofer has a couple of ways of trying to answer it. According to him, Taka might come out. The Ashtu Taka not Mechuyev nowadays to be Marba Besimcha at all. Maybe the Taka no Mazl. But tradition has it, certainly in circles of ours, Marba Besimcha, straight away from day one. And my father's answer actually was at that Bar Mitzvah, having just had a baby boy just 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. So he said, well, this year I'm doing it in style. We've had a baby boy making a Bar Mitzvah, making a bris. And that's going to be Amar ben Besimcha, there's going to be more Freilichs. That's what he said. About 25, maybe 30 years ago, my father was invited to speak on the radio, I think it was BBC, on Tisha B'Av, about the relevance of Tisha B'Av in our days. He used to take these opportunities very seriously because he thought he can cash in and grab a few more customers, and he prepared himself well. But we were all wondering, what's he going to say to Anglo-Jewry on Tisha B'Av, the relevance of an event from 2,000 years ago? But this is what he said, and I only remember it from then, so I'm wondering if anybody here or maybe listening in would be able to get hold of that recording from the archives of the BBC. We could probably filter it down to about 10 days to make a search on of Tisha B'Av during a certain span of years. But anyway, he said like this. When I was a young boy in Ireland, and we went to a non-Jewish school, so the end of the day was Cheder. Well, you don't even need to really have been there to imagine what sort of an atmosphere the Cheder was like in those days. And for the kids, any day off was a yontif for them. So he said he was very surprised when it came to Tisha B'Av, he was told, tomorrow is Tisha B'Av, no cheder. What do you mean no cheder? He couldn't understand it, he said. Later on, he said, when he grew up, and he started to understand what Torah really means, and he realized how short-lived, and how empty all the other enjoyments are compared to Torah, so now you realized that the really only true simcha which a yid has is in Torah. And if Chazal want a person to be sad on Tisha B'Av, they've got no option but to forbid learning Torah, because if they would let a yid learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, he would immerse himself in Torah study, and that would be it, and they would forget all about Tisha B'Av. So they had no choice, they had to forbid learning Torah on Tisha B'Av. And then he went on in his program to say, we run courses, and if anybody wants to join, etc., that's how he took the opportunity to use it. Yeah, the fact is, I think that's probably one of the reasons why my father always displayed happiness, why he was happy, because he always was with Torah, even if he wasn't actually sitting and learning Torah. As I mentioned by the Hesped at the end of the Shiva, that wherever he was occupied with some thought which was connected to Torah, using whatever he saw as a mushal or something which can learn out from to bring himself closer to Hashem, closer to Torah. So his whole life was Torah, and in essence, that was what really made him freilich. And you could say that the month of Adar, La'yudim ha'isa oira, Chazal say oira zu Torah. So if we're supposed to have oira zu Torah, so that's a good opportunity to be marbe b'simcha. That's how we can taka increase simcha, taka by learning more Torah, or at least in our daily lives thinking Torahic, thinking. And I think this start the day the Torah way is an ideal opportunity of how a person starts his day. Torah way starts him off on the right way. When you look in the Gemara about Mishnichnas Adar Marbe B'Simcha, so Rashi says, what's the idea of Mishnichnas Adar Marbe B'Simcha? Because it's coming good Yomim Tovim, Purim, Pesach, and the Mefarshim Paskin from there, you see it only applies in Adar Sheni, because of Purim is in Adar Sheni, although there's a lot of dispute about that, especially in Chadorim and Yeshivas. They Paskin always that it's from Adar Rishon as well. But I want to just relate to you an interesting Sfasemes ala Shas. Sfasemes says like this. We all know that on Tisha B'Av, when we're commemorating the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, no Korbonos, no more Avoida, so we get very sad about it. So he says the converse is also true. Be'echad ba'ador mashmi'en ala shkolim. Can you imagine the feelings of the Yidden in the time of the Beis Hamikdash at the beginning of Adar, when they're told, right, everybody's got to bring in money now to make sure that there's enough korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash for the coming year, that we're going to have enough to be able to run the Beis Hamikdash. Just like with the Churban Beis Hamikdash brought about sadness, says the Sfasemes, when you're dealing and being oisek in having to make sure that there's enough money for the korbanos, so that brought simcha. And even though, unfortunately nowadays, the Smigdash is no longer with us at the moment, but the feelings of Simcha which the Yidden had at the beginning of Adar for renewing their commitment to the Avodah and the Korbanos of that year, that remains with us still today. So we've got another way to be Marbe B'Simcha, which is in Avodah, and we don't have Korbanos today, but there are other ways of Avodah. Tefillah is Avodah, other ways of Avodah Hashem, various types of Mesiris Nefesh, which are considered like Korbanos, which we can use to bring ourselves closer to Hashem, and also can be considered Marbim B'Simcha. So we've got Torah, we've got Avodah, and of course the third one is going to be Gemilas Chasodim. My father always used to love quoting this Rambam, right to the end of Hilchas Megillah, where the Rambam speaks about if a person's only got enough funds for Matonis Lavyoinim, or Sudas Purim, or Shlachmonis to his friends. So the Rambam paskens clearly, Matonis Levyoinim has got priority. And the famous words of the Rambam, She'ein Sham Simcha Gedolim Fa'ora, there's no greater or more glorious Simcha in front of the Bein Shloilam, Elo L'Sameach Levaniyim V'Yisoyimim V'Almonis V'Gerim, to be the Sameach, the destitute, the poor, Shem Sameach Levim Lonim O'Elu, those who help to make happy the lot of the unfortunate. Doime l'shchina, it's well known that if a person really wants to be the simcha, so for example, before you're making chasna, and I'm speaking from experience, Baruch Hashem, if you really want to feel the simcha, if you concentrate by your chasna on being misamech everybody else, and making sure everybody else is happy, then that's how you feel the simcha permeates through to yourself. So, giving to somebody else, Matonis Levyonim in particular, Gemilas Chasodim, that helps a person taka to be b'simcha. And these are the three pillars of the world, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. So, a person who wants to be marbe b'simcha, if he's chazak himself in those three areas, in Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim, through that he can contribute to the general feelings of simcha during this month, and be Mishnechnas Adar marbe b'simcha. When I mentioned to you before about the Paskim not being so sure about if nowadays we do Paskin this halacha about man de isle dina b'hada agoy, if somebody's got a court case with a goy, should push it off to this month. I just want to mention that the Sforim bring down that there is something which is relevant to all of us, even if we don't have a court case with a goy. fortunately, because each and every one of us have got a little bit of goy inside us, the Yetzer Hara, and sometimes it gets the better of us. The Hasidim say the Amulek, they say Amulek demir, Amulek gechem. Sometimes I get him, sometimes he gets me. The ik is there is the letzter pash. The main thing, the man who gives the last bang, that's what they say. But they say that man the isle din about the goy. If a person wants to get his Yetzer Hara, his own Yetzer Hara, during this month is a good time to do it. You can push it off to Chodesh Adar. I want to just get back to the topic of Simcha about my father again. My father often quoted the pasuk, "Tachas sheloi ovadato as Hashem elokecho besimcha." When the klalos are brought upon a person, it's written in Parshas Kisavai, so the Torah says, "You know why you're getting it? Because you didn't serve Hashem besimcha." So all the svarim medayek don't say because you didn't serve Hashem. It says because you didn't do it joyously. You didn't do it besimcha. So my father used to say, if a person does all his Yiddishkeit, but he does it with a krechts, okay, this is what we've got to do. He treats it as an ol. I remember still about one of my children's bar mitzvahs, I put a poster up in the hall saying, Mazel tov behagiacha le'ol ha-mitzvahs. I said, doesn't like this business about ol ha-mitzvahs. You know, he says, you know, they say it's a shver tzazan a yid. He said it's a shver tzazan a goy. This old business. He said it's not old. What's old? You do it with simcha. You do it. You show that it's a pleasure. And if you accept your mitzvahs with a simcha, that shows that you that it's meaningful for you. And it shows that that is your whole life. And that is. I once spoke to somebody, a father of a child in my class. His boy didn't want to go to davening in the morning. I spoke to the father about it. And I said to the father, you know, what can we do about it? The father said, look, you know, what can you do, you know, going to davening in the morning, you know, even adults don't want to go to davening in the morning. You go because you've got to go, that's it. I thought to myself, oh boy, well, if this is the attitude of the father, then I quite understand why the child doesn't want to go to davening in the morning. Person, his family brings about a cheshek for mitzvahs, and I remember still my father's cheshek, literally climbing up the ladder to build the sukkah with all the nails in his mouth, because they don't have to come down in between each one, and involving us all in it. He really brought us into the Yiddishkeit in a beautiful way, and making sure that we takah the cheshek and mitzvahs, and that's something which we were affected and are infected with, Mitzvah Shem, to carry it on with us, Mitzvah Shem weiter. The Osius Besimcha, Mishnechna Sado Marbim Besimcha, Osius Besimcha is the same Osius, the same letters of the word Machshava. Real Simcha comes with thought, as you know, slapstick humor and just being silly. That wasn't my father's line at all. I mean, when he was in the hospital and you get these people who used to come around and they do a lot of good work, Schmeichel, and I'm not running them down here at all, Chas v'Shalom, and I've seen them and they do tremendous work. But I put it to my father because they'd offered, you know, do you want to come around? Do you want them to come around? And my father said, well, what are they going to do exactly? So I said, well, they'll make jokes. I said, nah, you know, that wasn't for him. He wasn't for that sort of humor. Achshava, more interested. Ikka Osius Besimcha, he said, it's Machshava. Be mespoinen on the brachas which you've got, with the things which you have. Lately he was telling me about the brachas in the morning, the berachas hashacha. We all know that it was difficult for him to walk and to stand straight. He said, the bracha of zoykif kfufim, such a beautiful bracha. All the brachas, if you think about the brachas which you have, that really brings you besimcha. And it's a good policy, the brachas at the beginning of the day, start your day the simcha way. If you think about it, all what you have, and I pointed out to my father recently, not long before he was nifter, that Taka says, "Eizah osher samech bechelkoi." Somebody is truly rich, somebody who's happy with what he's got, and he sees his brachas which he has. And I pointed out to him that the oisius, English oisius, of the word freilich, F-R-E-I-L-I-C-H, spell out as an anagram, rich life, exactly. Which, that is the rich quality of life, and he really enjoyed it. He repeated it over with everybody who came into him. And Now that's what makes a person's life rich. If he's besimcha, if he rejoices with everything, all the brachas which he has, and not just machshava. But I just want to say over about which I heard from Rebbeinu Gurev, the friend of Baruch of Gateshead, Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead. He pointed out in the Megillas Esther, it says, "Liyos asidim layoyim azeh." You should be ready for this day. So if you look carefully in the Megillah, you'll see the asidim is spelt with a vov. Liyos atudim layoyim azeh. It's a kriya chsid. Atudim means a goat. So he asked, "What do you mean all the people should be goats on this day? What's it all about?" So he suggested the novel idea. Gemara says in Chulin, if an animal, a goat, falls off the edge of a roof, so it gets a clap, its bones might be crushed inside it, Rizuk Avrim, Choshesh for Rizuk Avrim, and if that could happen, could be a trefa, so you're not allowed to eat it, Choshesh for Rizuk Avrim, because it fell off the roof. But if the same animal, this goat, jumped and took a leap off the edge of the roof, and landed on the floor, we're not Choshesh anything at all. Why? Because since it jumped sensibly, and it can gauge how much it can do exactly, so therefore it knows what it's capable of doing, and we're not choshesh for Isaac Abraham, and the animal is perfectly kosher. Interesting din. So Rabbi Leib said, that's a comparison on the day of Purim to Atudim, to goats. You see people being all frisky on Purim, jumping around, behaving like goats, but he said, as mishprint mit seichel, if you jump with seichel, vet mishka treifa, then you don't become a treifa. You do it with machshava properly, then that doesn't harm you at all. Now, when we say being besimcha and being content with what one has, it's not just what one possesses, but it's also whatever situation one finds oneself in. My father used to also be one of these type of people. If, let's say, you want to go to a shiur and you can't go to a shiur, for example, and all this happened, you have to end up babysitting at home. So some people who are crassing about it, and the whole time I would have rather been this, and did I really do the right thing, and you're in a suffix about it. But if a person accepts it and accepts the situation, okay, this is what the Rebbe Shalom wants me to be. Hashem wants me now to be in this sort of situation, and he accepts it, and there's no suffix about him. Ein simcha katoris hasfekis. It's well known that Amalek is gematria suffix, and that's why in Chodesh Adar, when we combat Amalek, so Ein Simcha Ketoros HaSfeikas is another Marbim B'Simcha. So if a person, that's like what my father always used to say, he was very confident, whatever he did, he was very confident that he was doing the right thing. And that also caused him to be B'Simcha, to make sure that he was going to be B'Simcha. I want to just say a small vort from my father on the Sedra of Parshas Teruma, which actually said last year in Menorah Grammar School, where he was asked to speak. Reb Dovid just mentioned before about the Urim, the measurements are all in halves, because with Torah, which is symbolized by the Urim, there's no shlemuses, you can always add on more and more and more. The Shulchan, which is Gashmius, the measurements are complete units, 2 amas by 1 amah, to symbolize that Gashmius is very limited. But my father asked, if you look carefully in the pasuk, you'll see that the Shulchan, the height is in the halves. The height is 1.5 amos. So the vort which he said there was that taka Shulchan, you're limited what you can put on your table. But the height to which you can elevate your table, that is unlimited. Because a person can bring in ruchnias to his suda, to his meals, with Torah, with Zmiris, for making it Torahdik, with not just speaking rubbish being around the table. And he was very much for that. Always, every suda made sure to have something to say, and to something which would spark the interest, not just a vort, but something which you could talk about, something which would spur on some other further discussions. And I think coming up to these Yomim Tovim, and I've got Purim, I've got Pesach, we're going to be sitting with many suddas around the table, and I think it is the duty of a person who's running the show to make sure that something is prepared. Yeah, it is hard, yes, but it makes such a difference to the table if you're not just talking about current affairs and you're talking about something Torahdik instead. The Gemara says in Megillah that when Haman picked out the Goyrah and it came out to the month of Adar, he said, "Oh, Chaya, that's it. That's the month which Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, and it's going to be my month." But he didn't know, says the Gemara, that on Zayin Adar, Meis Moshe, or Ben Zayin Adar, Noled Moshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Zayin Adar as well. So the Mepharshim ask, it's a bit the wrong way around. A person's born before he dies. The Gemara should have said he didn't know that Zayin Adar he was born and Zayin Adar he died. Not first Zayin Adar he died and also Zayin Adar he was born. Many answers. The one which I like is Tzadikim b'misoson keruim chayim. A tzaddik is nifter. That's not really the end of him. A tzaddik is nifter. He goes further in the next world, but us who live on here in this world and to carry on his ideals and carry on his work and carry on his smile, carry on his affecting other people and his Torah-dika thoughts, that is a continuation. So although Takab Zayin Adar Meis Moshe, but on that very day he was born further, and this is Takab the day of my father's birthday when he would have been born, so to speak, and my father didn't leave over any tzavor as such, but I mentioned it in the other hesped, that not long before his niftah, he was talking to me about not being brogus with each other when I was saying about different members of the family can only come certain times, this one does a few hours, this one can only do a little bit of time. So, chas v'shalom, don't be brogus with each other, everybody does what they can, we're not that type of family at all, and the same for simchas. You know, I've been many times to his chasna, why doesn't he come to my chasna, and everything. Don't be braggers, just appreciate everybody for what they are, and that's something which we've really taken on, hopefully, amongst us, the family, and maybe the wider community, to cut out all the people don't even really mean it as much as you think they do, and that is Avoda of Simcha. And he said to us, we found a little note from him on the Shabbos of the Shiva. It wasn't a note to us, just written it down on the corner of an envelope as usual. So he asked, why does the father say to his children, Lechuvonim, go? He should say, Boyuvonim, come, the father's calling his children. So he said, mentioned it in the other aspect as well, he said that when a father's with his children, then of course they're going to be obedient. That's what he said anyway. But when a father goes away, that's when he's commanding his children, even though I'm not here, I want to finish off with one little anecdote, a story which he told me from his Rebbe Reb Nachman Landinsky. Nachman Landinsky was somebody who he related to very much, coming in a bocher from Ireland and coming to the yeshiva in Gateshead. It was all very austere, it was very hard for him. But Reb Nachman Landinsky was a Rosh Hashiva after the bocherim's heart. And he told us that there was one day when the Flying Scotsman made its maiden voyage from London up to Edinburgh, people were lining the tracks to see it, and the Bochum in Gateshead Yeshiva by the Shia were also wishing that they could see it, but alas, the train just went by the Yeshiva there, where the Shia was, bang on during the Shia time, and of course they didn't have the dusty to ask from Nachman Landinsky to go out and watch the train going by, but they thought, you know, at least when it goes by, they'll be able to hear it hoot as it goes round the curve. And as the Shia came up to that point, just 3 minutes before the time when the train would have gone by, Rabbi Nachman Landinsky, who was in the middle of teaching the boys, he just looked at his watch and said, okay, Bochrim, out you go, look at the train, enjoy it, come back in, and we carry on the Shia. And the boys loved him for it, because he could understand them, and they could understand him, and through doing that, he got them. And I think that's also what my father carried on, taken from his Rebbe, from Nachman Landinsky, that He was able to relate to everybody, he enjoyed people, he didn't expect everybody to be on exactly the same madriga. This person's like this person's like that. He appreciated everybody, he tolerated everybody, and I think that's something which we can learn from his life. The tolerance of others, the smile to other people, the outreaching to other people, and if we can carry on with that, and with our Torah, and avoid the Gemara's Chasodim, and Yetz Hashem should all be gebenched with the Simcha Dikadar, only Simchas from now on, שנכנס אדם מאב בשמחה ושאו בזויכה to the Emes of Simcha of Avtui Hashem Yeshuvu Nevo Tzirin Berino ושמחה סעיד אמר ראשם. Thank you very much.